Looks like we have four calls.
Okay.
Let's see. Here's the first one.
Yes, this is your Auntie Vera Charles, and I was listening to your little show that you do, and you were running down the list of the podcasts that you listen to, and I didn't hear my name, and I didn't know if this was an oversight or if you just hated my fucking guts. So if you could please send me a little note to Post Office Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. Thank you so much for your time. And I don't listen to the foul monkeys either. Oh, how about I turn this thing off? Scooch, Byron, Byron.
WTF.
That was not Vera.
Okay.
That was Big Fatty calling as Vera.
Uh-huh.
But, Vera, I do listen to your show. I'm sorry I didn't announce it, but I do listen to it. And Big Fatty, why are you trying to start trouble? You shit pot stirrer.
Because he's Big Fatty.
Right. And he can. Because he's one of the elders. Mm. That's what he's called. He's called an elder of the podcasting world.
As opposed to old?
Yeah.
Okay.
Elder sounds older. Hey, Veritable Virgo. Glad you could make it. Yay! Oh, he had errands to do. Well, didn't you have an extra hour to do that today?
Yeah. Is that what we're calling them these days?
Errands or a boy named Aaron?
Mm.
Or multiple errands?
Think about that for a moment.
But I do listen to Vera. I know that Julian doesn't. He doesn't listen to a lot of podcasts. So have you tried Vera?
No.
No? You'll have to check her out.
Okay.
She's cool. Let's see here. What else we got?
Because I have this thing called a life going on.
Oh.
I
listen at work.
When you're supposed to be doing work.
Right. But I'm working and listening at the same time.
Oh. Yeah. Well, sometimes I have to listen out to like traffic and, you know.
Well, just keep one in one ear.
It's a thought.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is, isn't it?
Continue.
Okay, next call.
Big Ricky, this is Big Fatty, and I was just wondering if you took advantage of the free blackjack taco from the Taco Bell from 6 p.m. till midnight. On Halloween night, I would ask that question of Julian, but I know he would never eat a black taco.
No.
But, anyway, if you did, how was it? And happy first day of Christmas. Because, you know, it's November 1st.
Well, it's funny that you say that, Big Fatty, because after Drew and I walked our 1.6 miles home, we got our asses in the car and went to Taco Bell.
Did you get
where
the
they gave us the free tacos? And it was after 12 when they gave it to us, so it was cool.
Yes. Ricky
and Drew, I mean, and Julian would never eat a black taco.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ricky is sponsored by Taco Bell.
I know. I should totally get paid for that.
Not only does he like the food, he likes to go south of the border.
They're not that spicy to me, though.
Eh.
The other taco they had that was really spicy before, the red one.
Right.
That was hotter. But, yes, we did take advantage of the black taco.
I'm sorry. My tacos need to come in natural taco colors.
And what's natural taco colors?
The normal color.
White. Which is the normal color?
For tacos. I'm sorry.
White is right.
Green and purple tortillas are not right with Jesus.
Unless it's blue corn chips or blue corn.
That's still blue. That's still odd to me.
Racist. KKK tacos.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God. Julian is a racist.
No, I'm not. It's just the blacks. No, I'm kidding.
It's how they perceive you, not how you perceive them.
Right.
Joe. All right, let's see. Here we go. Next call.
Hello, Stinky Chimps. This is Brian from That's What She Said. So here's my question. Since yesterday was Halloween, what's the best Halloween costume you've ever had and seen? And Nicole, what's the sluttiest costume, other than every day for you, of course? What's the sluttiest costume you've ever done? Love you. Peace.
Yeah, well, we can cut that last... Forget that last part there.
Yeah, because obviously Brian hasn't listened in the last two episodes.
Because
Nicole's no longer here.
She's moved on to that great titty heaven in the sky.
Thank you, Brian, for calling from That's What She Said. That's a pretty cool show. I had to kind of bitch them through text message this week.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah, because they're like, oh, well, he never listens, so now he'll never know that we're talking about him. And then so said me.
Right.
I was like, just because I don't call or respond to your show doesn't mean I don't listen. So, my favorite costume.
That you've had?
I'm trying to think of all the costumes that I have.
I'll go ahead and say my favorite for me. One year I did a trailer park woman.
Mm-hmm.
I had blonde hair up in curlers. Moo-moo with pink flamingos on it.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, huge fake titties. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, they were like the size of your monitors here. And, see, I had stockings up to my ankles, some pink bedroom slippers,
mm-hmm.
oversized glasses, and lipstick all smeared all over my... around my
Do you
lips.
Have pictures of those?
Yeah, somewhere.
Oh, we'll have to post it on the website.
Okay.
Let's see. I hate that girls use Halloween as a chance to unleash their inner whore.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
The last podcast I remember hearing Nicole on was the one where she was a super bitch. She should have done another one.
Well, that could have been any in the last 6 months.
Yeah. my favorite costume, I would think, is probably... The Halloween I most remember
mm-hmm.
is because we were almost in a car accident and almost wrecked and died.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a pirate. And I had this huge sword and I was like 10 years old.
You were a butt pirate?
I was a butt pirate.
Mm-hmm.
I just minus the butt then because I wasn't for sure.
Oh.
But it was awesome. I had all this jewelry and I had this makeup, you know.
Fortunately, everybody else knew.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. Well, no, they did.
Yeah.
It's like less is more. If you're hot, it will show through. You don't have to show me your titties in order to get your point across. No, I love it when girls show me their titties.
I, on the other hand, could care less about seeing titties.
Right. Guest 3069, Nicole and I were supposed to dress up as the swine virus. But they told us we couldn't do it because it might offend somebody because we didn't know who was affected by it and who may have died or whatever. So
nobody in your office has died.
Well, there's over 1,000 people there.
Swine. Nobody from the office has died from swine flu.
No, but their family members might have. I don't know.
Whatever.
But they wouldn't let us do it because what we're going to do is do H1N1 and wear pig snouts and pig tails. And then put the symptoms on the back, but they wouldn't allow us to do it. So,
Franco says, Ricky's costume this year was a hallway, and Drew was the hot dog.
I saw at the party last night, there was a cool girl that was a robot. She looked really cool.
She was cool girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was cool girl. And she even had the robot clamps. But she said that she couldn't do the clamps any much longer because she wasn't able to smoke her joint with that.
Well, it seems like it'd just be a bigger roach clip.
Right. So, let's see here. We have another phone call. Da-da-da. Thank you, Brian, for calling. We appreciate it.
Yes.
How come you didn't hand out any candy for Halloween last night? Did you eat it yourself? Oh, wow. Bye-bye.
That was Kevin.
Oh, okay.
He might be listening live. Yeah. Hi, Kevin.
We didn't buy any candy. That's why we didn't hand it out.
We didn't buy any because we wait until the day after and hand it out next year.
No razor blade, but it's got fucking salmonella in the middle. A creamy right. Salmonella center.
There's nothing like a creamy salmonella center.
Oh. It kind of reminds me of that fresh burst gum they used to have that had that nasty gel in the middle of it. You remember that?
Do you remember Bonkers candy?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that was so good. You don't remember the commercials?
No.
Bonkers fruit candy bonks you out. And remember the big fruits would fall on them? You do not remember that?
I think that was only in your mind.
No, it was not. Is there anybody in the room that remembers that candy?
Honey, they're all 20 years old.
True. Veritable Virgo, I want to let you know that I have seen both Whatever Happened to Baby Jane and Mommy Dearest. It was Drew that hadn't seen them. So.
Okay.
We both start reading what he said about iTunes. Guess 3069 is 38.
Okay.
He said he doesn't remember candy from the 20s. Fuck you, Franco. That's not a 1920s candy, asshole.
It was the 30s.
Look, I'm going to find it. I'm going to find that shit.
What was it called again?
Bonkers.
Do they still make it?
No.
Okay.
Here we go. Bonkers was a candy offering from Nabisco in the mid-1980s. It consisted of chewable rectangle-shaped candies with fruity outside and an inner fruitier filling. The candy came in a large rectangle package with several of them individually wrapped. Common flavors include grape, orange, strawberry, watermelon, and chocolate. The product is perhaps is most memorable for the series of television commercials in which one or more apparently uptight characters would take one bite of a Bonkers candy and a giant fruit, such as a bunch of grapes, would fall from above and knock them into hysterical laughter. The tagline in the commercials was Bonkers, bonks you out.
Okay.
Several of the commercials featured an old Southern woman who said in a deepened voice that some folks think Bonkers is gum, after which the aforementioned giant fruit would fall on someone, inducing laughter. The woman would then deepen the line, they know it's candy now.
Okay.
So, let's go on YouTube and see if they have one.
Veritable Virgo, of course you went to Wikipedia.
That's where I went, too. Let's see if they have the old commercial. Here we go.
Wow, that's incredibly loud.
Every time folks eat super fruity Bonkers fruit candy, it makes a big hit. No, why Bonkers is so super fruity? It's got a chewy fruity outside with an extra fruity inside. Makes me want to eat it up.
Bonkers bonks you out.
Thumb candy!
Okay.
Here's another one.
Nothing like rooting for our favorite team and eating Bonkers chewy candy. Now I'm trying a brand new flavor. Chewy chocolate Bonkers. Rich chocolate outside, dark fudge inside. But it's still Bonkers, so I'm ready.
That sounds like Joe.
New chewy chocolate Bonkers. Bonkers you out.
So, yeah, I knew I wasn't crazy.
Okay.
Don't you have something to say to me, Julian?
You're not crazy.
No, that's not it. You apologize for thinking I'm crazy.
Well, I know you're crazy. You're just right about that.
It was good candy back in the day, but it's, I guess it wasn't good enough. It did not last like Hershey's.
Yeah. Dark fudge inside.
Which kind of reminds me of Weeza. The voice reminds me of Weeza off Steel Magnolias, which Drew watched Steel Magnolias this week. He watched Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, and he also watched Torch Song Trilogy.
With Harvey Fierstein.
Which I haven't seen, but he said it was good.
Yes, it is.
So, if it was gay candy, I don't think it would be chocolate falling on your head.
It would be penis falling on your head.
Or poop.
See, I wasn't going to go there.
Oh.
I would buy penis-flavored jelly beans.
Okay.
It depends on whose penis it's flavored like.
Right. If it's flavored like some guy that hasn't washed it in like 5 years and it has Fremunda cheese.
Oh.
No, because that's not good, I don't think.
Not Fremunda cheese.
No, we don't like Fremunda flavored chili beans.
See, you know, they have those with Jelly Belly with all the weird flavors.
Right.
And, you know,
popcorn, coffee.
Some of that shit, just candy should not taste like that, you know? I mean, I think it's great that they can do that, but...
Right.
No.
Well, it's kind of weird to eat a popcorn-flavored jelly bean.
Yes.
And there was another, like a jalapeno-flavored jelly bean.
No.
That's kind of weird, too.
Yes.
So,
jelly beans should taste like sugar.
And a jelly bean, either spiced or regular. Except for Jelly Bellies do have plain regular flavors that are good, like cherry, grape, lemon. You know, just the normal flavors are really good. But when you start getting into, like, dirt flavored or some shit like that, you know.
You know some pregnant women eat dirt when they have cravings for dirt when they're pregnant.
What?
And they eat dirt, yes.
Is this another thing you think that just because their vaginas smell like fish?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
They eat dirt?
Yes. They have a, you know how pregnant women have cravings?
Yeah.
They crave dirt.
And they eat it. They like
they
pick it off the ground and eat it.
Dirt. Yes.
Is there any women in this room that have eaten dirt before?
No women listen to us. Is there any women in this room that have eaten dirt before?
Guru Nudy goes, no, dirt eating is real. Hannah says, I don't eat dirt.
I didn't say every woman ate dirt. I said certain pregnant women eat
dirt.
That's
weird. I want to see that now. Next time I see a pregnant woman, I'm going to go up to her and be like, this is a survey by the National Health Institute. We need to know if you've eaten dirt.
And you're going
to
say that this is racist because it probably is. But I think it's generally black women that do this. I probably should have checked.
Racist!
I probably should have did some fact checking on that before I threw that out there. But...
Let me go ahead and I'm trying to back up that figure for you before we get nasty letters.
Well, see, some people in the chat room are agreeing with me. They say it's a real disorder. And you get certain minerals from dirt. You know, of course Joe's going to call me after. Well, he's especially going to call me after I said the bonker sounded like him with the chocolate outside and the dark fudge inside. So,
okay, I'm going to go ahead and correct you on the race.
Okay.
Pregnant women who eat dirt or other non-food items, a practice known as pica, that is found among some women from Mexico and the Caribbean. Oh, well.
Caribbean?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you were right, kind of. Pica! It sounds cute.
Yeah. It sounds better than dirt-eating pregnant wench.
Franco goes, Joe's going to call your ass after that comment.
Yeah, I saw that.
We love Joe, even if he calls in hate.
Okay, guess 30, 55.
Some also eat toilet paper. I hope it's not used.
Ew.
In Haiti, they make bread out of soil. Mm.
Well, they also make their houses out of soil, too. So.
Woo! Wow. Oh, that's so wrong. Veritable Virgo is like the facts person. I bet he's real smart.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, of course. What?
Hmm? Wow, Julia.
So I'm cementing my place as the racist. Well,
like 10 comments in a row are, oh my God, wow, Julian, racist. Wow, Julian's on the roll.
Well, how come every time a hurricane hits Haiti, the whole island is leveled? Because they make their houses out of sticks and mud. I'm just saying.
Oh, if you have any hate mail, you can send it to foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Just put Julian as a racist as a subject. So I can go ahead and forward that to him.
Mm. Yeah, run it through the virus scan first before you forward it.
Right. I have a Mac. They can't do that to me.
Yeah, but I don't.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't want to forward a virus from your Mac to my PC and... virus.
True. That is very true. Uh-huh. Excuse me as I take a drink.
Which reminded me of Drew's computer sounding.
Haitians are cannibals?
No, I don't know about that.
Maybe some of them.
Drew's computer going off, sounding the klaxon alarm this morning. Warning! Oh. Virus! Virus! Danger, like guy, danger, real rough.
Right. That's what it sounded like.
There is an undetected virus.
There's a detected virus that's trying to enter your computer. Danger, danger. Haitians smell like poo-poo. Who's that? Guess 3055. Okay, people.
What? I didn't go that far.
Get over
far.
The Haitians. They're nice people. I work with some of them, so.
I don't know any.
Maybe you should. Let's see, what else do we got going on? Anything else? We have 10 minutes to fill.
We can do it.
We want to make some changes to the show, but we really don't know how to make changes. Like, we want to try to have segments, which I think we've done pretty good with segments when it's just Julian and I. It was a disaster when Nicole was here.
Yeah.
But, like, what kind of segments would you guys like to hear? Like, entertainment or movie reviews or... Yeah. Oh, Julian has a secret admirer.
Aw.
Ricky, talk about that. No, we can't do that.
Nope.
Not, look, they're begging for
not
it.
Not mentioning it.
Look, they're totally begging for
no.
it.
No, 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 no.
Can't. Sorry.
Nope.
But
any of you are free to direct message me on Twitter if you want to ask me something.
Or email, and I'll forward it to them.
Yeah.
So.
Movie reviews.
Movie reviews. That sounds good.
I've been with Julian. Guest 3069. Okay.
That's Chris, I bet.
Well, I figured he was the one that was sending the racist things.
Oh. No, we're not seeing This Is It, Michael Jackson. I am totally protesting that movie because it is so stupid. Why do you want to go see something that you've seen a whole lifetime of? I don't get it. So.
I'm sorry, Hannah Banana. Do you follow me? If you do. What was that, like an echo?
Go ahead. That's because he's listening in there.
If
so.
You do, then I'll make sure that I follow you.
All right, we're just kind of. Phone call, but Veritable Virgo said, just try to call, but doesn't record my voice. Please ignore.
Okay.
So, don't play it?
I think so.
Or are you going to call again? Okay.
Okay, Hannah, I will make sure I follow you right after.
How dare you? Michael Jackson is great. No, Michael Jackson is great. I mean, he's a great artist, but he's dead. And the stuff they're going to be showing is probably the same stuff you have seen your whole lifetime.
It's him rehearsing for his tour he was going to do.
And how many concerts have we seen of him? A lot. I mean, it can't be all the same. So, Nessa, I know he's great, and I know that you love him, but I'm not seeing that movie.
Yeah. See, I was right. The racist was Chris.
Oh.
Because Julian Secretmire needs to know that Julian's boyfriend has two guns.
Let's see. We want guests to be on the show. Pick a listener. That would be cool. Okay, bye, Nessa. Have fun. Sorry if you get fired. We hope you don't.
We hope you don't get fired. And I love you, Chris.
Thanks
for listening.
I guess we could do a guest. I guess we could do a guest show, but that's kind of hard for me to do because...
It is.
I have to record it. I don't know how it works.
See, the only way we can have a guest is to have them actually here.
Right. I mean, I guess we could do a call-in. I just have to figure out how that works. What?
Julian Secretmire is now no longer Julian Secretmire.
I kind of want to see it. I hear it shows a more human side. He's bitchy and a perfectionist. Well,
we already knew that.
Michael Jackson really was never human.
Well, he was when he was still black.
Right.
And then they turned him white and screwed his face all up.
Variable Virgo goes, it's hard enough for Ricky to pull a show together without guests.
Yeah, it really is.
True.
The only reason it goes as good as it does with me is because I'm a perfectionist.
Right.
And I freak out when things start to go wrong.
Right. Oh my God, we could have done this 15 minutes earlier.
And guess what? Today?
We did.
Ricky had it set up.
And there's no problem.
15 minutes or exactly.
So, we got another phone call. You want to listen?
Sure.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. This is Veritable Virgo. And, Ricky, I'm wondering, since you have a Mac, which is, by the way, one of the best computers on the planet, have you also tried the new Magic Mouse? I have one. Jury's still out. Not sure if I like it or not. So, just thought I'd throw that out there and see what you folks, if you're using it, what you think about it. Or if anybody else in the chat room may have one and what their thoughts are. Thanks.
Verbal Virgo, I have not had the chance to use a Magic Mouse because I don't have $70 to spend on one.
Aww.
Me.
Sadsies.
But if the listeners would like to send money for me to buy one,
you've got a paper, well, was on your desk, with $14,000 worth of college courses that you want to take, but you can't spend $70 on a mouse.
Well, maybe one day.
How much did this thing cost? This thing in
my bachelor's degree cost a lot.
More than $70 for a mouse. Okay.
But yeah, I'll probably use one day. If I use it, it'll probably be at the Mac store, which I haven't been, or the Apple store. I haven't been there in a while, so I'll have to go check it out. But I really want one of those new 27-inch iMacs.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that, but
oh no. Okay. There's nothing 27 inches that I want except for an iMac. Not even a fist. No. I don't do that. Sorry.
Well, maybe it can be something that I actually hit the sides again.
Oh. Fuck you. Excuse me.
Yeah. We're about at...
Yeah, we have 3 minutes, you guys, so it's almost time for us to go. So, thanks everybody for coming in the room. We have a lot of listeners today, more than we did last time.
I'm glad everybody decided to come out and join us today.
We are going to try to do a show on Wednesday, so we are going to try to, I'll try to put the first part of this show out tonight. The second part on Wednesday, we'll record on Wednesday, and that one will come out on Friday.
I'm glad you tell the listeners at the same time you tell me.
Oh, well, get used to it.
Thanks.
Drew, no, I didn't see your costume, but if you would like to send it to us, we can put you on the album art if you'd like. Or, you can be on an album art. You can be famous.
Or the Foul Monkeys blog, which is where I may post my favorite Halloween costume.
Yet. Right. Yeah, if any of the listeners want to show off their costumes, send us the pictures. We'll put it up onto the website. Or the Foul Monkeys blog.
Sounds good.
Let's see. Okay, well, I guess we're going to get going. Give us our email or give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can send us stuff at the post office box. Thank you to Veritable Virgo. It's P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Make sure you join us on Twitter. I am Foul Monkeys. And Julian is JC Marple.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have my private Twitter, which I'll Twitter private things there. And no one else can read it, but, you know, whoever joins. And that's Ricky Burton. You can add me there. I need foul cock. Oh.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Well.
Veritable Virgo, I didn't get to see the art on your webpage because I was at the party and it wasn't showing up. So if you can email me the link, that would be great so I can check it out. Okay. Let's see. Is there anything else that they need to do? MySpaces, leave comments on the website after the shows.
iTunes reviews.
iTunes reviews. Can we just get 2 iTunes reviews this week? Just 2. That's Please. All we need is 2.
Ricky will suck you off.
And if you email us or direct message us, we'll discuss things, other things.
Exactly.
So, I guess that's it. It's 3:59 and we're almost out of here. So,
all right.
Foulmonkeys@gmail.com is where you can send questions or concerns, and I'll forward it to Julian. And if he wants to answer you, he will.
Send hate mail to. I'll get hate mail from pregnant women and Haitians this week.
Oh, Drew, yeah, just send your costume to thefoulmonkeys@gmail.com. And let's see, I guess that's it. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you guys have a great week. Bye.
Peace.